Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, thank you. Thank you. You are smiling now. That's good. I want to thank you all for the prayers that you offered us. In the support that we received as a church in Zimbabwe. I want to thank God for that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Before I preach today, maybe I can make a brief testimony. Is it?
Yes.
All in support?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I just want to thank God because of Eastly Baptist. Last year, 2017, Eastly Baptist Church, you sent a team to Westview Baptist Church. We saw the hand of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We saw the hand of God. The team came to Zimbabwe. They did a lot of good things. And we saw God. Hallelujah. I want to thank God because of that. I also want to thank God because of my church, Westview Baptist Church. They were praying for me as I was traveling. But before this journey, God wanted to teach me something. Maybe patience. Amen. I was very glad when Deacon Christopher Harvey, when he told me about the story of David, which tells us more about patience. Amen.
Amen.
I was denied visa to come to the UK. Initially, I wanted to say this. In Africa, especially Zimbabwe, coming to UK is the greatest achievement. Amen. Amen. You can say thank you, Lord, for that. So I was denied visa in 2016, two times. Then I keep on praying, and Pastor Joth was helping me to pray, and the church was praying for me as well. The first of this year, in January, we started to communicate, planning for this journey. So on the 15th of March, I went to the embassy, then I submitted my visa application. By then, I was very confident. Amen. Because I gave them all the papers. But you know what? God wanted me to learn something because the Bible says everything works together to glorify God. Amen. I learned to glorify God when things are bad. I also learned to glorify God when things are good. Amen. So I submitted my application on the 15th of March. Then on the 4th of April, they called me. I went to the embassy confidently. When I get to the embassy, I was like putting my hands on the pocket, and I assumed everything is okay. Then they gave me a stamp. I was with my wife Faith. Then we drove home. Then we put the stamp on the table. Then we prayed first. After praying, I opened the stamp, then I get my passport. After opening my passport, I could not find the visa. And I was like, oh, Lord, what is the meaning of this? They refused me the visa. Then after that, we call Pastor Joth to pray for me again. When I sent the message to the man of God, Pastor Joth, I said, Pastor Joth, today is my D-Day. God has forsaken me. That was my message. And Pastor Joth said, May you know God's patience. That was his response. Then we knelt down with my wife. Then we prayed a lot. After that, we conducted Christopher Harvey. Then he also gave us an advice. Then we prayed. After a week, on the 13th of April, we resubmitted the visa again. By then, I was hopeless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Say to somebody next to you, don't give hope. Don't lose hope. Amen. Say, don't lose hope. Because God was teaching me something. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, I resubmitted the application. Then I was expecting to receive the response by end of April. So that I can have a time to prepare for the journey. But for a reason, the embassy made a decision on the 1st of May, and they could not retain my passport. On the 8th of May, that's when they called me, and I went to embassy. I collected the stamp. Before opening the stamp, I was just like, I think it is the same story. My travel was going to be the day after the 8th, which is the 9th. So I went home. When I opened the stamp, then I could find my visa, and I was like, yes! Even the neighbors heard the noise. I was overwhelmed. I was very happy. I went to my wife and say, yes, things are okay. But you know what? God knew that if I was to have a visa a month before, maybe I was going to be beyond or to go out of my way because of joy. But God was teaching me patience. And the joy was for only one day. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Because if I had the visa for a month, maybe I was just going everywhere and say, look, this is my visa. Look, this is my visa. Oh, look, this is my visa. Oh, this is my visa. For quite a month. But God wanted me to know that his plans are good for me. Hallelujah. Amen. May somebody today know that God's plan in your life is good. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach from the book of Psalms. This is the exciting story of David. David said, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of God. Hallelujah. So the topic that I'm preaching on is peace, love, and joy in the house of the Lord. I was trying to picture up. I don't know what type of a church was it. When David said, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of God. David could not find joy anyway. He could not even find joy when he is in his house or at home. But when he started to think of going to the house of God, that's when he finds joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a question here. What type of a church are we in? Be it in Zimbabwe, be it in the UK, be it Westview Baptist, be it Eastleigh Baptist Church. Are we the church that if somebody thinks of coming here, he will say, I am glad. Because there is joy. Because there is love. Because there is happiness. When David thinks of going to the house of God, he saw much love in that church. He saw much of care in that church. And finally he said, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of God. When they said, it's plural. Not when he said, not when she said. It seems there is a lot of people encouraging David to go to the house of God. Are we encouraging people to be in the house of God? Are we inviting people to be in the house of God, or else some of us are pushing them away? Tell somebody next to you, are you encouraging people to be in the house of God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nowadays, it's hard for people to receive love in the church of God. It's hard for people who are coming from the world to receive care in the church of God. But the church of God is the heart of God. God wants people to receive love in his church. God wants those who are heartbroken to receive love in the church. In Isaiah 61, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He is anointed to give love, to preach good news to those with broken hearts. That's why David said, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of God. Nowadays, the church is full of gossiping, discouragements, heartbrokenness, and many things that are not comfortable for the saints of God. When I was in Zimbabwe, one lady came to me and said, Pastor, you know what? I'm discouraged. People lied upon me. Some they gossip upon me. Some they harass me. So what can I do? And you know what? I just told that lady. I said, listen. God loves you. And God is not like man, that he changed his norms. And by then when I was saying that, she could not understand me. Then God quickly ministered to me that I could help her through an example. Then I took $1 I took like $1. Let's assume this is one US dollar, is it? Then I called three people. One with mud, you know mud, one with water, and one just scratched the dollar. Amen. So the first one scratched the dollar. The second one poured it mud. and the third one poured it water. But before they did so, I said to the church, what is the value of this dollar? And the church said, it can purchase a bread. And I said, okay. Then I called the first person. Then I said, just scratch the dollar. He scratched the dollar. And I said to the church, how much is the price of the bread? And they said dollar. And the dollar was still buying that bread, despite it was scratched. Then second came with mud. Then he poured mud on top of the dollar. And I said, how much is the bread? And they said dollar. And the dollar was still purchasing the bread, despite it was poured mud. And the last one poured water on it. And I said also, how much is the price of the bread? They said it's dollar. And the dollar was still purchasing that bread, despite it was poured water. So I said to that woman, despite whatever they can do, you cannot change your value before the Lord. No matter how much people are saying upon your life, you cannot change your value before the Lord, because God is not man that he may lie. He loves us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you read the Bible, from the book of Acts, chapter number 3, when Peter and John went to the temple, amen, they saw a lame man. And the Bible says the lame man was sitting on the what? On the beautiful gate. But my question is, why were they calling it a beautiful gate whilst they were inside the church? The ones who call it beautiful gate were not on the gate. They were in the church. And those people who went to church, they were just saying, it's a beautiful gate, but we cannot stay on it. We can go to the church. Hallelujah. Amen. The church has left people with need outside. The church is comfortable to lift those who are in need, those who need to come to the church, those who need to receive Christ in the church, those who need comfort in the church. The church today is comfortable to leave them outside. And when Peter and John saw the lame man, they could not pass by. Amen. But they concentrated to the men and they said, lame men, look at us. And the Bible says, the lame men looked at them and they said, silver and gold we don't have. Amen. But in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise and walk. And suddenly when the lame man rise, the Bible says, verse 8, he went straight to the temple. So he was sitting on the gate, but he was not comfortable. He wanted help from the church that he could join the church. So we have many people outside there. They wanted to join the church, but the church is not giving hands for those people to come in the church and receive the comfort that David said, I was glad when they said, let's go to the temple. The church has forsaken its mission. Hallelujah. Amen. It's our responsibility as Christians to help those people who are out there, to preach the gospel so that people who come to the house of God and receive love, comfort, and everything good for them. The lamp was begging outside there. And no one could think that the lamp needs to be in the church. But only when Peter and John gave a good service, the laymen followed them. I want to trust God on this. If we offer good service to people, people will follow us. If we offer good service to people, if we offer them love, if we offer them good news, they follow us. I want to end with this scripture. I like it so much. Which is found in Matthew 21, from verse 12 to verse 14. When Jesus entered the temple in Jerusalem, he found the church on a different mission. People were selling pigeons. Hallelujah. People had a different mission in the church. And when Jesus entered the temple, he overturned the tables. In other words, Jesus was restoring order to the temple of God. And if you read the Bible, you heard that when Jesus cleansed the temple, outside the temple, there was a blind man and a lame man. Suddenly, when the temple was cleansed, the Bible says the blind man and the lame man got into the temple. We have many people who are out there. They are just waiting to be in the house of God. When things are organized, when things are well in the church of God, hallelujah, we have this task that Jesus had commissioned us to go out there and preach, to love everyone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, in Zimbabwe, at Westview Baptist Church, we have what we call unconditional love. Amen. Amen. We offer love with the whole of our hearts. We are not conditioned when it comes to the issue of love. Because in Zimbabwe, especially our country, Zimbabwe, we came across a lot of things. There is poverty, there is harassment, there is disappointments, there is every sort of things that you could think of. But the only source of hope for people in Zimbabwe is the church of God. So when a person comes to church, we offer that person love. Hallelujah. 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 The scripture in Revelation chapter 22, verse 15, that I want to end with, says a lot about what the outside world is, what the world is all about. Hallelujah. I shall just read as I conclude. Verse number 15. Outside are dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. People in the world are different from people in the church. But the great mistake is when the church thinks that it's superior, that it cannot reach those who are in the world. Hallelujah. Those who are in the world are living in the darkness. And they need our patience like David. They need our wisdom like Solomon to go and preach the word of God to them, to invite them to church and show them love. Genuine love. Unending love. Supportive love. The love that stays until Jesus comes. May God bless you. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.